Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If there's something on your mind, a question you'd like to pose, something you'd like to discuss, give us a call. Number 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Again, that number is good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We've obviously struck a chord in a lot of our listeners' lives with our discussions over the last couple of days about the grace of God teaching us to say no to sin. We had a couple of callers yesterday about how do I overcome some of the temptations that come my way. And it's a very, very important subject.
Yes.
Now, I want to make clear before we dive into our verse of the day or our passage of the day is this, that the goal of the Christian life isn't to stop sinning. So many people make that the goal. I just got to rid myself of every sin that's in my life. And so it's you just can't do it. The more you concentrate on ridding yourself of sin, the more sin occupies your mind, the stronger those sinful desires become, and it's just more difficult to say no. So the goal of the Christian life is really to live by faith. That's how we walk in this newness of life. So we're not talking about sin management. We're not talking about behavior modification. We're talking about a core reality, a basic truth that all of us need to embrace, that if we will walk by the Spirit, that we will not gratify the desires of the flesh. We're not going to get rid of the desires of the flesh. They're still living in this body of ours. And so when those get coupled with the, you know, all of the messages the world bombards us with, the visual stimuli, the things that we pick up through all of our senses, when those fleshly desires get coupled with that, then they're very strong within us. So we can't get rid of them, but here's the victory. We don't have to give into them. Why? Right. Because they're no longer in control. They're no longer in charge. We have someone else living inside of us who is in charge. And so as we learn to trust him, as we learn to walk by faith in the risen Christ, who's already proven to us that he has power over sin and death, that he has defeated both sin and death, as we trust him, then we're going to see that victory translated into our everyday walk with Christ. So this isn't about sin management. This isn't about saying, let's clean up the flesh. This is learning how to walk by the Spirit. So yesterday we read a verse out of Titus, the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men. And this grace teaches us or trains us to renounce ungodliness. That's what the ESV says. The NIV would say to say no to sin. So it's the grace of God that trains us, that teaches us, that empowers us with that ability to say no. Now, how does the grace of God do that? And we would love to hear from you on today's broadcast. If you have a testimony about how the grace of God has worked in you, has trained you, has taught you how to say no to a specific sin in your life, we would love to hear that story. I think it would be a great encouragement. But we have the Spirit of God living in us, and the Spirit of God is a gift of grace. Jesus Christ is full of grace and truth. So when we're talking about the grace of God, we're not talking about a thing apart from Jesus or the Holy Spirit. We're talking about Jesus. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. He's the one that takes the things of the Lord Jesus and makes them known to us. He's the one that guides us into all truth. He's the one that gives us an understanding and an experience of the height and depth and length and breadth of the love of God. And that's what fills us to the measure with the fullness of God. We've been indwelt with him, and now as we walk in the Spirit, we learn to be controlled by him, guided by him in every single decision. So the Holy Spirit in us is our new law that we live by. We live by faith in Jesus Christ, who's alive, living inside of us. Now, here's one of the things that the Holy Spirit begins to teach us. Now, as far as sin is concerned, whenever we sin, we feel guilty about that sin, and we feel like that God is going to bring some type of judgment in our life. So we're really thinking about sin in terms of a legal thing. I violated a law, I transgressed a law, I stand before the law as guilty, and I need to be punished. Well, we've been freed from the law of sin and death, but we still commit acts of sin. So as we start to grow in the grace of God, we get to see the real ramifications of what sin is. Now, the problem with sin, and I tweeted this today, the problem with sin is that it does harm to neighbors. It does harm and it hurts people. That's what sin does. So when we choose to sin, we are bringing harmful consequences into the life of another person. Premarital sex, that was one of the questions that we had on the table yesterday. When someone chooses to engage in that, they're not thinking about the consequences that could come to that other person. But it will cause some type of emotional harm. It will damage them in some way. So what does love do? Well, according to Romans 13:10, love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. So one of the things the grace of God begins to teach us is that it begins to shine a bright light on the consequences that our choices could bring into the life of another person. And then when you realize, hey, I've been set free from that. I've been called out of that type of lifestyle to live a brand new life. And so I want my faith in Jesus to be manifested in love toward other people. So if we will embrace that, that's what it means to walk in the Spirit. This is what the grace of God teaches us in renouncing ungodliness. It starts to shine a bright light on the fact that sin is sin because it brings harm into the lives of other people. Yeah. And when you step back and you say, I don't want to hurt somebody, then you're free to say, how can I trust you to encourage and to be a help and an encouragement in this person's life?
Absolutely. Well, this is Basic Gospel, everybody. So glad you're joining us today. 844-322-2742, toll-free, U.S., Canada, 844-322-2742. Friends, you know that Basic Gospel is listener-supported. You know that, and we need your help to keep this New Covenant message going and expanding on the air and online and by every means available. You know, only 10 days remain now in our fiscal year. You know what? Many of those whom Jesus spoke of, as recorded in John 17, those who would come to believe in him later, are among those we need to reach with this gospel message today. And you can be a part of the fulfillment of what Jesus was talking about. But we need your help. Donate online if you can, basicgospel.net. There's a prominent donate button right there on the homepage, or by phone at that same number, 844-322-2742. You can send a check by mail to Basic Gospel. Our address is 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. You can also give through the Basic Gospel app. Canadian listeners, you can donate at basicgospel.net/Canada. And for other cross-border listeners, you can donate through PayPal. So many good ways to help us reach those who need to hear the truth of God's love and grace in the Lord Jesus
Christ. And we
Christ.
Certainly need an outpouring of generosity, yes, to help us close our fiscal year on a very strong and positive note. So we're trusting the Lord to work in the lives and the hearts of people all over this country, really all over the world, yeah, to invest in the power of the gospel to change lives. And I've said this often, I think this often, any investment in the power of the gospel is a good, good thing.
Without question. Bob, can I guide us just a little bit? For 3 days, Sylvia has been trying to get in.
I know, we're going to go to her car. Hey, Sylvia.
Yeah.
Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hi.
And thank you for your persistence.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I enjoy your broadcast so much. It's so enriching, and it has helped me with my walk with Christ. And I was talking to my sisters, and were asking, you know, if you can lose your salvation. And I said, no, you can't, because once saved, well, always saved, because Jesus paid the price. It wasn't yours to lose. So you guys just confirmed that. I think it was Monday or Tuesday, but then they were asking me about rewards. If a Christian is not walking the way they should walk, and they're saved, what's going to happen in heaven with those Christians?
Well, Sylvia, when you're saved, you're saved. And so you're righteous. You've already been given the very righteousness of Christ. And you will adorn that righteous crown eternally. You've been made alive, fully alive in Jesus Christ, and you're going to adorn that crown of life eternally. And so what is a reality for you right now is going to be magnified in the heavenly realms, in the very presence of God. We get to see exactly the full measure of that righteousness that we've been imputed in Christ and that eternal life that we have in Christ. So, Sylvia, your sins have already been dealt with, all of them.
All of them.
Jesus Christ condemned all of your sins at the cross. He nailed them to the cross. He took the written code that was opposed to you. He nailed that to the cross. And he forgave all of your sins. And the proof of that is the very fact that you've been made righteous in Christ Jesus. So your reward is simply going to be the recognition of what you already have in Jesus. So when he tells your story, Sylvia, after you die, in this new covenant, it says God remembers your sins no more. And so when he tells your story, none of those sins, none of those trespasses, none of those acts of iniquity will be a part of that story at all. So you're simply going to be commended for your faith. You're going to hear a well done, my good and faithful servant, and you're going to enjoy the presence of God forever. So there's no hierarchy in heaven. There's no, some super saints and some, at middle class saints and some low class saints. That's just not the way it works. We're all heirs of God, joint heirs of Jesus Christ. So what you inherit, Sylvia, is exactly the same thing that I will inherit, and is exactly the same thing the Apostle Paul is going to inherit. We all have this eternal inheritance. We've all been partakers of every heavenly blessing in Christ Jesus.
That's good news, huh, Sylvia?
It is, and it's almost too simple, too easy to believe, but that's what the gospel of Christ is. It's just got to believe, and it's just too easy. It's just wonderful.
I know.
You're
so welcome. Yeah. I mean, we want... You know, when you look at every single organization, every single club, every single thing that we have as humans, there's a hierarchy in almost every single one. Well, that's not the way of Christ. That's not the way of the gospel. We are all one in Christ. We are all children of God because we've been born again into the family of God. We've all received the full measure of God's grace, and we stand before him, all of us, as holy, righteous, and blameless in his sight. So we're all on equal footing in Christ.
Yeah, Jesus actually told a story about this, one of his greatest parables. You can read about it in Matthew 20, where this guy goes out and hires a bunch of people at different times of the day to work in his vineyard. And they all agree to work for a particular wage. And at the end of the day, he pays them, and they all get the same thing. And the tendency, of course, is for the people who worked all day to complain. Well, I worked longer than the person who only started at 3 o'clock. Why don't... And he said, no, 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 that's not what I'm talking about. So Jesus himself has told us that the wage we get for the work we do is this participation in the body of Christ and being his children. There's no idea of any kind in heaven regarding this hierarchy. We will be so thrilled to be there and to be with Jesus that everything else will just disappear.
Yeah, our reward is to be in the presence yes. of God forever. Yeah. That's pretty spectacular.
Yeah. Sylvia, glad you finally got in. Thanks for your persistence, as Bob was saying. Well, this is Basic Gospel, everybody. We have open lines at 844-322-2742. This very heartfelt question came in overnight.
I'm a Christian who struggles with same-sex attraction or homosexuality. I've been saved for about 9 years, but I still struggle with those desires, and I find myself going back and forth. I have that desire to live for Christ, but then I still also have that desire to kind of live in my past. And so I was just hoping that you guys can give me some advice on some things that I could do to try to stay focused on God and not to be so caught up and distracted by the lust and the desires of the world. Thanks.
Wow, what a really practical question that is. And, you know, it's, you know, she has the same-sex attraction, struggling with that desire. There's all kinds of desires that the answer is the same mm-hmm. to each and every one. So I think we need to start with what happens to us when we are born again, when we're made fully alive in Jesus Christ. As Paul says, we're new creatures in Christ. We're a part of this new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. So that new birth is spiritual in nature. So we're born again spiritually. So our spirits that were once dead in trespasses and sin have been made fully alive in Christ. So when that happens, the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of us. And so there's a spiritual union between us and Jesus Christ. And there's also a spiritual union between every other person who has been born again. We are made partakers and members of the body of Christ. Now, this new creation is still housed in a body, in a body made up of flesh and blood. Now, we're going to get new bodies. And that's going to happen at the resurrection, the great resurrection, when Jesus comes back and these bodies are raised and changed in the twinkling of an eye. So our bodies are going to be like the resurrection body that Jesus had when he came out of that tomb. So that's a part of the hope that we're looking forward to. So this body that we have now, it's still subject to sin and death. And as Paul writes, there's still sin living in the members mm-hmm. of these bodies. So, and there are fleshly desires that are housed there as well. So one of the things that we need to realize is that the fleshly desires that we once lived to gratify, that's how we lived as lost people. We lived to gratify the desires of the flesh. Those fleshly desires don't go away once we're born again. They rear their ugly heads, and at certain times they're really intense. They tug on us, but that's something kind of outside of who we are
yes.
as believers in Christ. Sometimes they tug at us so hard, we as believers in Christ give in to them, but that's just a choice that we made. So what many people mistakenly do is try to get rid of the desires of the flesh, or they say, hey, I must not be a Christian, otherwise I wouldn't have these old fleshly desires. Well, that's a mistake. Just because you have those fleshly desires doesn't change what Christ has done to you. You have been born again. You have been made alive. You have been given his righteousness. and you have the Spirit of God living in you. So you have a new set of desires. You have a new person in charge who is living in you and is with you every single moment of the day. So when these desires of the flesh come, I think it's an opportunity for us to say, Lord, thank you that you're fully alive in me, and thank you that you've set me free from sin and death. You've set me free from those desires that once controlled me, and now, right now, I have the freedom to fully submit to you and let the desires of your Spirit be lived out through me.
Yeah.
And so that's walking in the Spirit. And when we walk in the Spirit, we will not gratify the desires of the flesh. So concentrate, focus on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Thank him for the forgiveness that you have. Thank him for the righteousness that he's given you. Thank him that he has made you a new creature in Christ. Thank him that his Spirit is alive, living in you. Thank him that you have the opportunity every moment of every day to submit to him and allow him to live his life through you. As you walk in thankfulness, as you walk in truth, as you walk in the Spirit, you will see the byproduct of not gratifying the desires of the flesh.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, this call came right, it fits right into exactly what you're talking about, Bob.
You were talking about ways that a person has learned to deal with sin. And I've just recently, after walking with the Lord for a while, heard a teaching, and it actually learned it that when Paul teaches about sin in the flesh, he speaks with authority, And so when I now want to have a cigarette, instead of thinking that I'm weak and that the flesh is so strong and that my nicotine receptors really want that cigarette, instead I picture the sin of nicotine under my foot, and I remember that I'm in the kingdom and that through Christ I am strengthened and I'm a new creation and I don't smoke. So that's why I called.
Grace at work.
Grace at work, absolutely. Yeah. The grace of God teaching us to say no. And what an image to see nicotine underneath the foot.
Yeah.
That's victory right there.
Yeah, that's Jesus crushing Satan's head right there.
That's exactly right. So thank you for sharing that testimony. Absolutely. We certainly appreciate it. Yeah. This is what Basic Gospel is all about. And when we ask you to invest in the power of the gospel, these are some of the results of it.
Yeah.
People struggling with desires of the flesh, wanting to know how to be liberated, how to really walk in the freedom that is theirs in Christ, and learning how to do so by the power of the grace of God. So your dollars, your gifts to Basic Gospel is having an impact in people's lives. It's bringing freedom. It's bringing forgiveness. It's bringing life into their everyday experiences. So thank you so much. And we just ask you right now to be as generous as possible as our fiscal year comes next week on the 30th, so that we can enter into the new year strong and ready to go.
Absolutely. Richard and I totally agree, friends. Well, you know, you can donate online at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742. There are a lot of good ways to do that. You can mail a check to Basic Gospel at this address, 751-751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. You can also give through the Basic Gospel app or through PayPal. Canadian listeners, please donate at basicgospel.net/Canada. Remember also, friends, that if you have a question or something you'd like us to discuss, 844-322-2742 is available anytime you choose to call. Again, that's 844-322-2742. Well, thanks for joining us for this edition, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer, and all the ministry team here at Basic Gospel, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to join us tomorrow as we continue in that excellent series on marriage. We'll see you then. Hope you'll join us. Bye-bye.